Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause in our day, a few moments to step back, to gather as one Klal Yisrael, and to daven together on behalf of the many needs of our people. Thank you so much for making this call part of your day on Yom Shlishi, the 19th day of the month of Kislev here in the United States, and already Yom Revi'i, the 20th day of Kislev in Eretz Yisrael. We continue to daven for all of our brothers and sisters in Israel, that the body of the one remaining hostage, Ran, really be still being unjustly held in Gaza, be returned for a proper burial without delay. Today's program is generously sponsored by Fran Levitinsky, in loving memory of her mother, Dorothy Devorah Gittel Bas Mordechai. They are learning and are davening together. He is chutz for her neshama, and may her neshama have an aliyah. Fran, thank you so much for your support and dedication to the Daily Call. Please keep in mind, amongst all Cholei Yisrael, all those in need of our collective tefillos, of our collective prayers, please as well keep in mind for Rafua Shalema, for Rafael Yitzchak Aaron Ben, the Malka Chana, may he and all those in need have a Rafua Shalema. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Tachlum Kohn of Congregation Beth Abraham, Bergenfield, New Jersey, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. Following Rabbi Kohn's remarks, we will recite together Tehillim, beginning with Perek Chaf, moving on to Kuf Chaf Aleph, and finally concluding with Kuf Lamed. Again, those are chapters 20, 121, and 130. After Tehillim, we will recite Achenu, reciting it both in Hebrew as well as in English. It will be followed by the Mishaberach for our dear and special Chayalim. And finally, we will conclude with the Mishaberach L'cholim, during which Rabbi Kohn will pause for about 30 seconds so that each of us here on the call can insert the names of all those we are davening for. To sign up for the daily reminder email, please visit ou.org/Tehillim call. And the link is ou.org/Tehillim call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Kohn.
Rabbi Herman, thank you so much. We have the chus to join you today, the 19th of Kislev, Yutif, Kislev, Yat Kislev, Tavshin Tevav, which is a day that has particular significance less than a week before Hanukkah, in different parts of the Olam HaTorah. Famously, the Olam HaChassidus, it's a day that's associated both with the Alter Rebbe of Lubavitch, as well as his Rebbe in the Zrita Magid. In the world of Merkaz Arav, as well as in my own family, today is exactly the 100th year site of the Gaon of Tavrig, of Avram Aharon ben Yoshua HaKohen, who spent the end of his life as a pro Rosh Yeshiva in Merkaz Arav together with Rev Cook and his younger sister, Dina Golda Prizer, was my great-great-grandmother. And I hope that the Divrei Torah and the Chizuk will be Le'ilu Nishmaso on today, Kislev Tavshin Tevav, his 100th Yartzeit. And here we are in Parshas Vayeshev. Again, Hanukkah is less than a week away. And there's a remarkable pair I'd like to share with you. Because in Parshas Vayeshev, there are three major sections, three major stories. Beginning of the Sedra is Yosef and his brothers in Eretz Canaan. In the middle is Yehuda and Tamar. And at the end is Yosef now in Mitzrayim. And here's a riddle to think about. There is an item, a type of item, that appears prominently in all three episodes that make up Vayeshev. And in all three episodes, this type of item serves both to identify and to misidentify. And now you're muted. Take a moment to think about what that type of item is. Yosef and his brothers in Eretz Canaan, Yehuda and Tamar, and then Yosef and Eretz Mitzrayim. In all three episodes, clothing plays a key role in identifying and in misidentifying. Yaakov gives Yosef Ksonas Pasim to highlight his distinctness not only does it seem to drive the jealousy, as the Gemara in Shabbos tells us, but his brother turn around and dip it in animal blood and use it to make it seem to Yaakov as though Yosef has passed away. Yehuda gives, among other items, his tefil, a garment, to Tamar to be used for identification, which she uses ultimately to identify him, but meanwhile, the ta'if, the veil she uses to obscure her identity. And finally, Yosef in the shrine, Beveis Potiphar, Eshet Potiphar uses his clothing to misrepresent what Yosef had in fact not done. In all three episodes of Parsha by Eshet, this Parsha, which opens the march into the first national Galus Mitzrayim, the Torah is showing us three times the clothing can be used to identify or to misidentify. Perhaps part of what the Chumash is driving at is that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings us into Galus, he, as the Chumash describes later in the Chumash Devarim, is a Hester Panim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, hides his face. Rosh Hashanah wants to point out, Shlomo HaMelech in Shir HaShirim explains when HaKadosh Baruch Hu hides his face, it doesn't mean that he doesn't see. It just means that he doesn't allow us to notice that he sees. Shlomo HaMelech describes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Dod, as Mashgiach min HaChalonos or Metzis min HaCharakim. Sometimes the Ribbono Shlom is watching us through the window, and sometimes he's peering at us through the cracks, through the keyhole, through the peephole. Either way, he's watching. The difference is only, can we see through the window that he's watching, or is he watching us, but because he's only peeking through the charakim, we can't notice that he's still being Mashgiach upon us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in Galus, he's a Hester Panim, means that we can't see. It's harder for us to notice, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still very much engaged, deeply caring, deeply involved, managing our lives, even in a state of Galus. And that's one of the key messages that the Ribbono Shel Olam is transmitting to us as we watch the first Galus of Klal Yisrael unfold. Clothing can be used to misidentify, but also to identify. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu covers himself, so to speak. One can, an item can be covered, can be packaged in some nondescript, anonymizing, plain brown box, or an item can be packaged in a box that communicates its contents. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu hides his hand in a world of galus, it's a lavush. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is covering himself, but we can learn to read the lavush. We can learn to discern the packaging. Lavush doesn't have to be misidentifying. It can instead be identifying. We can learn to notice HaKadosh Baruch Hu's more subtle care for us, even in the time of Esther Panim. And that, of course, is a key part of the dynamic of Chanukah as well. Bnei Yeshua Maral explained that the objective of the Nes HaShemen, the absolutely miraculous Nes of oil, it may have served in large part, even more than enabling the Jews to have an extra week of the mitzvah of Hadlakas Neres Chanukah, it was the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, the artist's signature in the corner of the painting. After the enormous but inobvious miracle of the Nes HaMelchama, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved a small band of Jews who were dedicated to him. Rabban B'Yam Yatsim, a tremendous miracle, but as in 1967, it was a Nes Nisba. One could choose to notice that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was at work, or one could choose to chalk it up to mere chance. After that Nes Nisba, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, signed the painting. He gave us a small, but incontrovertible, clear Nes Nigla to make clear, you see the oil, the laws of nature are suspended. Clearly HaKadosh Baruch Hu is at work. That was his way of whispering, Kinderlach, I was the one who was behind the Nes HaMelchama as well. The Hester Panim can be a lavush which misidentifies. The Hester Panim can be a lavush which masks HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand. But the Yeshiv and Chanukah teach us to look more closely and to discern HaKadosh Baruch Hu's fingerprint in our national lives and in our personal lives, even when it's inobvious. May we be zocha in this month of Kislev to indeed notice that Kadosh Baruch Hu's impact in our lives personally, to notice the incredible chasadim over the past 2+ years, even as Klal Yisrael has suffered immensely over the last year and a half since Elul Tavshin Pei Dalet, we have had ever greater giluyim as well. We have the opportunity to notice HaKadosh Baruch Hu even in the Hester Panim, even in the times of Galus. I mentioned that will be a schus that will stand us in good stead to bring Geula Shalema and full giluy of Yad Hashem ever closer. Please join me in the 3 Perakim of Tehillim and Tfilos for our Chayalim and for our Cholim. Perek Chaf. Amenasech Mizmar L'David. Ancha Adonai Yom Tzara. Yisagev Hashem Elohei Yaakov. Yishlach Ezrecham Mekodesh. Yimitzion Yisadeka. Yizkok Havin Chosecha. Ba'olastecha Yidash Nesela. Yiten L'chachil Levadecha. Al yitein lamot raglecha, yonum shalmerecha, inei lo yonum v'lo yishon, shalmer Yisrael, adonai shalmerecha, adonai tzillecha, al yad yininecha, yomam ha-shamesh lo yakecha, v'yareach v'aloyla, adonai yishmarcha mikol ra, yishmar es nafshecha, Adonai Yishmar Teisecha Velecha Me'ata V'yad Olam. Perek Kuf Lamed, 130. Shira Ma'alav Imam Akim Kiraticha Adonai Adonai Shim Avikami Ken Oznecha Kashuvah L'kol Tachanunai Imavonos Tishmar Yah Adonai Mi'amad Ki mechras telicha leman tivarei kivisi Adonai kivistan afshi v'dvaroch alfi afshi l'Adonai mishal mirim laboker shal mirim laboker yachel Yisrael al Adonai yim Adonai yachesed v'harbei malfedus v'hu yiftes Yisrael מכל אבונותיו. אחינו כל בית ישראל המצויים בתורה והשביעה, העומדים בין בים ובין ביבשה, המקום רחם עליהם, יוציאי מצר לרווחה מאפלה ואורה, ושיבוד לגאולה שעבר גלו בזמן קריב, ונאמר אמן. ישברך אבותינו עם יצחק ויעקב, ויברך את חיילי צבא הגנה לישראל ואנשי כוחות הביטחון וכל העומדים המשמר ארצנו וראי אלוהינו מן הלבנון והמדבר מצרים מיום הגדול ועד לבוא הערבה וכל מקום שהם ביבשה, באוויר ובים. ייתן אדוני את אויבינו הקמים עלינו ניגפים לפניהם. הקדוש ברוך הוא ישמור את מגיני ארץ קדשנו מכל צרה וצוקה. ומכל נגע ומאכלה וישלח ברכה והצלחה בכל מעשי ידיהם. ידבר שונאינו תחתיהם. ויעטרי בחסר ישועה ועטרת ניצחון וקריאה מהם הכסוף. כי אני אומר לכם הלך עמכם להילחם לכם עם אויביכם. והושיע אתכם ונאמר אמן. ושברך אבותינו אברהם יצחק ויעקב משה אהרן דוד ושלמה. ויברך וירפא את החולים. Aaron ben Yehoyada, the fellow of the mill, Shira bas Tevaraleya, Miriam Chayesa bas Tzara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimol Yirachim Aleihem. Lachlimam Laposam, Lachazikam, Lachiosam. Yishlach Lehem Erev Tzvus Lehem Min HaShemayim. L'choy Varehem, L'chol Gideihem. L'sol Sh'orcho Le Yisrael, Ufuas HaNefesh, Ufuas HaGuf. Ishtar Ba'agala, V'zman Kariv, V'nomar, Amen.
Amen. Magnificent day. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much, Rabbi Cohen. Great to have you on. That's for all of us, and we certainly look forward in the year to Hashem to having you back on in the near future. I also want to thank Rebecca Levy for all of her help behind the scenes. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern, as each day we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope for all of Am Yisrael around the world, wishing everyone a safe and wonderful day.